Blog Talk Radio.
You are here. You have arrived. Now it's time for Divas by Design. Welcome to Divas by Design. Diva is an acronym for Destiny, Innovative, Victorious, Anointed, Set Apart. Divas by Design, where we come to laugh, grow, and do the work. Divas by Design, where we put faith into action. Divas by Design, where your truth shines. Now it's time for our host, Reverend Dawn Martin, the original diva herself. Welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody and everyone. It seemed like it's been like forever, but this is your girl, the diva herself, and I'm so elated for you guys to be here with me today. I'm just excited about our guest that we got coming on. We know that sometimes we have to step away and regroup and get all put together, but we're here. We're glad you're here. We know everybody has had a trying time with COVID and everything going crazy in the world around us. But we're here. And all we do with that is just say, thank you, Lord, that you have given us another chance. We are here. So I just say thank you. And we'll just keep it with, you know, something very simple in our scripture, our word. You know, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens. But I'm really excited because we got some great stuff coming up. You know, everybody's been talking to me and calling about money. And, you know, especially with COVID going on and everything happening in the world around us, as we talked about, you know, we're trying to, you know, put ourselves up by our bootstraps, digging in and trying to our money for the time. Do it better this go round. You know, everybody keeps talking about normal, right? And my thing is, normal, I know that I want to go to totally how it was before COVID, because I think we just took a lot for granted, especially to our money. So today we have a special guest, one of the partners of the Rent Empowerment Resource Incorporated. See, and that is Miss Rashida Roberts, and we're going to get her on the line right now. She's got some great things to talk to us about, so I'm really, really excited for you to talk with her. And hey, this is Divas by Design Radio. You are on the air. How are you?
Hi, Dawn. This is Rashida Roberts here, and it's Ove and Yvonne Brown with the Reignite Your Finances Summit.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about the Reignite. I tell you, we've been trying to hit and miss. But first, we can't even, you know, get into all that until we say happy, happy birthday to you.
Yes! The big 40. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, like they told me, listen, I was by there at one time, and they said, welcome to grown woman land. Welcome to grown woman land. They tell you, you ain't grown till you hit that 40. So, amen that you made it. And we just going to put blessings upon blessings on you, that God is going to take you in this next life and show you some things that you've never seen before, and he's going to expand your territory. So he didn't say right here your birthday with Divas by Design Radio. So I'm just hyped. So tell us about Ignite. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we are having myself and Yvonne Brown, we are hosting the Reignite Your Finances Virtual Summit. It's coming up this weekend. And our vision for that summit is to really get people to get in and have a workshop. Our goal is that people will not just be emotionally stimulated, that they will actually take action. And so our sponsors and our speakers that are going to be there are actually going to be making sure that they give them gems and nuggets that they can implement right away, depending on the topic. I can't wait. You're going to get a digital workbook that's edible so you can actually write in it, because we know some people, we don't know how many of us have printers at home. So we want you to take notes and we want you to be active.
So listen at that. Just that little bit of intro that you've given us is enough to everybody, inner man should be sit tall to get this information. Finances, it's a big deal right now. It's a big deal. And, you know, just with balancing, you know, I think I talked to some people here recently and we were just saying, you know, how much, even in the midst of the pandemic, everything going on, and although we have lost quite a bit, from lives to jobs, all of that, just got a loss. Out of that loss is still sprouting through innovation and newness, right? And so we need to come to participate in this Reignite Your Finances Summit this weekend, because we need those nuggets from all those that you guys are going to have, and we need that information. So this time around, blesses you with those finances, that bank account rise, that new job, that new entrepreneurship. You can do it the right way this time. You know, I think it's almost like a reset button, you know, and that's the kind of the way that I'm looking at. So I see we got some folks that may want to talk to you on the phone with us today. So let's get it crunked, get it going.
Awesome. Let's go.
See who we got here today.
Yes.
So, hi. Awesome. This is welcome
queen.
To Divas by Design Radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
So I'm so happy to be here. This is Yvonne Brown. I am co-hosting the event with Rashida Roberts. And listen, we come from a place where we understand how crucial it is to do better in your finances.
Yes,
as you alluded to earlier, especially in this day and age, if COVID didn't teach us anything, it is that a lot of us, we are not prepared. We are not financially ready. We are not financially ready. Our houses are built on sand and not on firm foundation. And so,
she didn't already start preaching today now.
Well, you know, that's in the word, right? And so, you know, God has given us this resource called money for us to use it to occupy until he comes. And if we're out here operating in foolishness and not operating in an abundance, where are we, right? And so collectively, we have come together to share with the people that it is time. And don't even worry about what was. Right, you have a chance to show up and do something different for your life. You have a chance now to reset and join the amazing experts that we will have in the virtual space. Look, guys, you don't have to go anywhere. Just show up on Zoom.
Come on.
Right?
Come
in the virtual space and really get the knowledge, because I believe when you have access, not just to the knowledge, to the right knowledge, that you can do better. Right? Because
a lot of times
we're not getting access to the right information, and that's key if we want to show up and make some changes in our financial plans.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. What you and Rashida are getting ready to do, it's much needed. I guess my thing, like I said before, is that right now this is like a restart button. For me, this is the way I've internalized moving forward post-pandemic, is that this is a reset. This is the time if you are that entrepreneur Or let's just start from the basics. If you forget entrepreneurship right away, if you're just restarting your home, restarting your credit, getting yourself ready to do what God is purposing for you to do, but this time you're going to do it smarter when it comes to the money. You know, they say it's the root of all evil, yes, but I also believe when it's utilized for the blessing, when it's given, then it also comes with prosperity. So but we just got to do it smart this next go round, is what I say. We do have another caller that we want to get in on the conversation today. Hi, welcome to Divas by Design on the air.
Hi, everyone. I'm not sure if it's me, but my name is Misha Green, and
hi.
I'm also here with Yvonne Brown and Rashida for the Reignite Summit that's coming up, and I'm so excited. My piece of it is talking about life insurance and just the importance of having it, because unfortunately, you know, a lot of families just aren't protected properly. And, you know, we've learned a lot through this pandemic. You know, there's a lot of loved ones that's been lost to it. And unfortunately, it's not just loved ones that we're losing. We're losing additional income. And, you know, so my goal is to, you know, break the financial generational curses by educating families on the importance of protecting their income and their loved ones. And, you know, the million-dollar question that I've asked before is, do we want our families to be in the same financial position, a better financial position, or a worse financial position? And the thing is, we're all going to answer that question. It's just a matter of when we answer that question. Do we answer it now while we have a chance to prepare, or do we answer it when it's too late and then our families are in a worse position? And the scripture that I love for this is the one that talks about, you know, a man that wants to build a tower. Like, does he first sit down and count the cost and see if he has enough to finish the work or not? And, you know, we all have that job to do, sit down and count the cost and prepare for our families and make sure that, you know, we do what we're supposed to do, what God put us here to do. And ultimately, that's my goal, and that's why I'm here.
Listen. Now, I don't know about you guys out there in our fan land, but the Divas are doing some things. Do you hear what these ladies are talking about? They're talking. Here is my epiphany with what you guys are doing. When I spoke with Rashida, and she was telling me about kind of the bases and where you guys are headed with this summit, the first thing popped in my head was grassroots. What I like about grassroots is when you get in on the bottom and you really get the information that you need, then you can always sit back and watch it grow. And you, even with that, you appreciate it more as you sit and watch it grow. I was just talking to my son earlier this morning in our kitchen. I have a plant that when my brother passed, you know, I've held on to this plant. Now, trust me, I do not have a green thumb at all. It can't be nobody but him and the Lord that's keeping this plant growing and flourishing, but it's got baby buds on there. And so that's what I mean by that grassroots. You know, we rooted it in the pot, and now just to sit and watch it grow really without any touch of mine is amazing. And so the nuggets that you guys are going to be giving, life insurance, how to do the stuff we need. Because one thing, like you said, this pandemic caught us, as they say, with our pants down. Right, in our hands, in our pocket. And it really should have taught some mighty, mighty lessons when it comes to our financial health and financial boss moves. So, Rashida, tell me just a little bit about your crew that you're going to have and some of your speakers. We heard from Misha and Yvonne a little bit more just a few minutes ago. Tell us what else is going to be offered at the summit.
Well, we're going to be offering, look, first I wanted to just piggyback on what Misha said. She is one of our speakers, and what I love about the fact that she will be there is because most people, when they think about life insurance, that usually we're not thinking about it, and when we do get in front of the first time that we're hearing about insurance is when the person is actually in front of us trying to sell it to us, right? And so that's why I love about this particular summit is that, you know, now you can get the information and you don't have to feel like this super pressure, the pressure that it is when you're one-on-one, you know, any type of agent, right? And so and I love Misha. She just gives you the information, and that I think that's so great. And so people will be able to, you know, make better and more informed decisions. So that's just one powerhouse that we have in the house on Sunday. But we also have our sponsors who will be speaking about how to go from job loss and how do you make that work. What happens, you know, when you're out of a job and you don't have money? How can you flip that and pivot into making that something more? So that's one of our speakers. Ms. Martin's going to be talking about that. Not you, but another
person. That's all right. We all related. That's okay.
Yes. And then we also have someone talking about the steps to home ownership. Because, look, in the past few days, everybody has been asking about the, I need to get my credit fixed and, you know, I want to get a home. And so, look, you're going to have somebody there talking about home ownership. So you have those steps, but then you have the first, the part of that process for a lot of people is the personal credit as well. And so we're going to have someone speaking about that, Janisha Richardson. She was on with us on Clubhouse the other night. And so we'll be talking about that. And Yvonne, what else are we going to be talking about? What other fire topics do we have coming for them?
Yes, Queen. So we also have someone that will be coming in to talk to us about debt elimination strategies, specifically the infinite banking concept and how that plays out in your financial plan. It's a concept that a lot of people probably have never heard of, but the wealthy are doing, and that's how they're able to build wealth multiple times over. It's a concept that has been going on for years that unfortunately our community, some of us in our community are not aware of. And so young man by the name of Sean Milton will be coming in and speaking on that so that we can be more aware of the strategy that is out there to protect our money, to grow our money, and to actually keep our money safe from taxes. And then we also have a lunch and learn segment that I wanted to plug in here that will be on the Saturday. You know, that theme is going to be about sleep coins, right? So for those of you guys that don't know what sleep coins is, that's exactly what it is. You're making money in your sleep. And so we have two amazing speakers, George Dines and Tanisha Singleton, who will be speaking about just that very topic. You know, one is going to be focused on real estate investing, and then Tanisha is going to dig a little bit deeper on just other income streams that people can consider to bring in passive income. Because how many of you guys out there under the sound of my voice know that you cannot just depend on your W-2? Yes, W-2 is a means, but you cannot in this day and age how the world is looking. We got to have more than one income stream, people. We have
to. Come on.
We have to. It is important. You didn't see what was going on last year in an unemployment line, 45+ million people? I mean, you don't want that to be you.
Come
and
on
so
now.
Set yourself up today and get this information. So that session is on Saturday, and then the summit is on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys can plug in either one. But we just have a plethora of experts that are coming through. We also have a lady by the name of Dr. Joyce Haywood. She is amazing. She works with businesses and teaching them profitability. But she's going to be focusing in on how to start a business, right? Because it's about the basics. It's just like the basics is about your personal finances when you have to budget. You have to make sure that you know where your coins are going, you know, those things. And she's going to come in and she's going to teach you the basics of how to start a business and set it up properly instead of just going out there and thinking you know it all. No, you need to work with an expert and line things up properly so that your business is flourishing for many years to come. So
this
is a little
fantastic.
Bit of what we have coming on. Yeah, we have
this
a lot of
fantastic.
People who have joined forces with us,
hold
and
on,
we just want to get the information out there.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And this
and
is why, you know, I told her that we got to do it. We got to do it because it's much needed information. It's much needed information. And I'm saying that again, and I'll go back and stand on, even if our listeners are not into entrepreneurship, we're talking about the basics. We're talking about my financial health. just me, getting me together. That way I can either A, then teach, and when it comes to going into entrepreneurship, I'm secure in what I know and what I'm doing. And so that, I mean, we know when we know more, know better, we do better. And that's, and you're right, Rashida, when you say, you and Yvonne say that, one of the things we take for granted is our financial health. But guess what? When they close that box on us and lower us in the earth, what do we leave behind? Our financial footprint. We leave it. We leave it for our family, our friends, whoever, loved ones, to have to sort through and take care of, right? So this is very important information. And I'm telling the dealers out there right now, you heard it here, that you got to be a part of the Reignite Your Finances Virtual Summit this weekend, right? This weekend. Look, don't say I don't know what a part. Go ahead, baby.
It's this weekend, and you can go to reigniteyourfinances.com, or you can just use a bit.ly and put in bit.ly/reigniteyourfinances or bit.ly reignite today. I do want to clarify, though, on Saturday, we are having two bomb speakers, but it is going to be Daryl Woods, who's going to be talking about real estate investing, and Tasha Singleton, who will be talking about making the secrets of making money, okay? They are going to be there, and so that's going to be juicy. I have been asking the same question for myself about real estate investing for some time now, and so I can't wait for that. I'm going to have my piece and my digital notes.
I know that's right.
Trying to get those sleep coins that Yvonne likes to talk about. Yes.
I know. So well, we got the lines popping. We have another caller we want to bring into the mix. Let's see who. Good evening, because my days is all mixed up, y'all. But good evening and welcome to Divas by Design Radio. This is your host, Davlin, and we have the wonderful ladies of the Reignite Virtual Summit with us today from the 37 area code.
I think that is Sean.
Yes,
Milton. Is that Sean?
Yes. Are you guys hearing me?
Oh, there
yeah, we
go.
Can hear you.
Now we can hear you. Oh. Yes. Hi, and welcome.
Thank you. You were breaking in and out while you were asking, so I do apologize about that delay.
I'm sorry. And so, talk to me. What are you thinking about? Are you excited as we are about everything that's going to be happening this weekend?
I am burning up with just excitement about the Reignite Your Finances. As you know, I'm going to be the speaker for the debt elimination program. And what if there was a better way of paying off mortgage student loans within a reduced time and not spending a dollar more than what you're spending right now? Would that interest you? Would that grab your attention just for a second? Well, If you're interested, then you need to jump on.
Yeah.
You need to jump on to my presentation, because I am not only going to show you how you could eliminate debt, but I'm also going to show you how you could take back some of that interest that you're paying out and save it towards your tax-free retirement. And you heard me right, free retirement. Boom.
Wow.
A lot of folks, and we are wanting everybody listening to come on out and be a part of this.
Yes, I tell you what, you got my attention. when you started talking about tax-free, yes, hello. I will have my pencil and paper ready for sure. I'm telling you, my divas out here, the great thing about this, and I cannot reiterate this, I just will say it over and over and over again, our financial health. We do everything else to take care of us. And especially now, everything about our mental health, we got that going. Because the pandemic has brought all that forward. But like Rashida said from the very top of this time, our money, if our money ain't right, ain't nothing right. Ain't nothing right if our money ain't right. And that's the money that governs everything about us, though. Like we said, we're hearing about real estate. We're hearing about, you know, the entrepreneurship. We're hearing about those that are just needing to reset at their own home address.
you know, because we do know that in this time of this pandemic, we have lost. I talk to people all day, every day, as a mental health professional, of those who have lost their jobs, you know, been on, you know, a year and a half away from retirement, and now the company's no more, you know, because it couldn't withstand through the pandemic. So it's a lot when it comes to the financial health that we need to maintain. I love you guys, even just the entitlement, the titles of the workshop is enough for me to get the attention. We're talking about Friday the 30th from, that's 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time, light a match and meet your money coaches. I love that. I just love it. I love how you guys are grabbing the attention right there. Saturday, May 1st, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, multiple streams of income, lunch and learn. So I grab my lunch, sit in front of my computer, and still fellowship and get what I need to get when it comes to multiple streams of income and how to handle that, especially as an entrepreneur. And then May 2nd at 2 p.m. Eastern time, Reignite Your Finances, the book summit itself. So just the speakers, all the nuggets, knowledge coming. But give me a little bit, Rashida, on how you guys came up with this concept for this weekend.
Oh, man, that's easy for us. Well, you know what? Actually, it was a challenge from Yvonne's coach, but we had already been talking about, you know, doing something. And so she accepted the challenge, and she just said, okay, look, this is what we're doing. So, you know, I said, okay, let's go. And so it really, Yvonne just, like, planted it in my lap. The coach planted it in her lap, then she planted it in my lap. And so, and because we're always talking, like, we've been in Clubhouse since January talking about how people need to get debt. We call it, we're actually going to start tagging ourselves as the unpopular chicks, because we talk about getting rid of debt. People don't want to hear it. Everybody wants to hear about the lights and the sun and the glory, but nobody want to hear about the grind and the sacrifice that actually that you have to take. Right. And so this is why we're so passionate about reigniting your finances, and we're so passionate about actually having a workshop style, because you need the people that people respect the shine, but they don't respect the grind, and we want you to get in there and grind. We're not, again, I say this again, we are not trying to emotionally stimulate you. We want you to take action. Okay, just being feeling good and saying rah 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 and yay yay yay, that doesn't do anything when you actually don't put forth the work that requires to get your finances in order. And so, you know, get emotionally happy or whatever, but I need you to move in a way that is actually going to produce some action in you. And so that's why we are so fired up about what our speakers are going to be talking about. I'm seriously, I want to go to every single session, because I love taking notes and I love learning. That's probably why I'm an educator. And so I can't wait. So, again, you got reigniteyourfinances.com, or you can go to bit.ly/reignite today and get your free ticket. Look, you can get a free ticket in, sit with someone, like come bring somebody else. Don't just come by yourself.
You said free.
I always talk about quality people. When you trying to do something different, you got to put yourself around quality people and different people and people who are going to go the mileage with you. And so
you got that. And the fact that you said free for just a little bit of what we got, just for the hype right now, the little bit that we've gotten, you guys, right now. I mean, you can't beat that, because I know for somebody who does conferences and workshops all the time, all over the place, listen, my divas and my gents, anytime you can get this kind of knowledge and this kind of information for free, you would need to be beyond standing in the line around the corner. You know, and because people pay big money for this information every day, all day. They you get financial planners. They so now you got somebody's a body, a collective of professionals going to sit you down at the table and just pour into you for free. Oh, y'all better get this going. Reignite this weekend. Reignite. I love it. I love the title. I love what it stands for. It's like, let's blow what happened yesterday. and let's do something bigger and better moving forward. This is awesome. This is just awesome. I, like I said, the fact that the light of the time, and me, the money coach. There it is. That's the boom right there. Just jumping off right out the gate. With the boot camp, this is great. So let me ask you all as well, now do you do, like, give us, I want everybody to get the opportunity because to come on and tell us how we can find you even outside of the boot camp and the summit this weekend. Go ahead and throw your information out there so that our listening audience will be able to still connect with you even if they're not available to attend this weekend. So, Rashida, you want to start with you?
Yes, I'll start. Well, you know, with Word of Conference, all of our speakers will be on our website as well, reigniteyourfinances.com. So, and all of your links will be clickable. But for me, myself, with Target Financial, I am an author, a speaker, an educator. Like, I should always say educator first, but I love to emphasize that, and financial coach. And so I'm available anywhere at Target Financial on all social media, even on LinkedIn. And my website is www.thecashflowcombo.com. And so I'm always trying to talk about ways on how you can increase your cash flow, and the 90% of the time is already in the pocket and the wallet and the job that's in the paychecks you already receive.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Anybody next? We've got Yvonne next or Misha? Anybody?
Sure. I can go next. Thank you. Yeah, so listen, my target market is women, but men that need this information as well, right? And so you guys can find me on IG and Facebook at Yvonne Brown Exhales, or you can also link with me on www.affirmandpursuitacademy.com. And I would love to connect with you even beyond this conference. If you're looking to crush debt by any means necessary, legally, of course, budget, learn how to set up your budget and consistently assign every dollar. And if you're interested in how to set up your additional income streams, that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I will be more than happy to work with you on that.
Awesome. Looks like we have another caller on here that's joining in. Let's see. You guys are on fire today. Welcome to Divas by Design Radio. This is your host, Devlin. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Who's calling?
Oh.
We got a caller out of the 202 area. That look like D.C. Is that East Coast?
Yes, that's me. That's I'm George.
Hey,
George.
George.
How
nice
y'all
to
doing?
Meet you. Welcome to Divas by Design. We're well, thank you. And so you're going to be also a part of this fantastic weekend as well.
Yes, indeedy. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, just counting down to when we get going. I'm from Comfortech of Washington, D.C., and working with everyone to get their tax situation together.
Oh, yeah. It's that time, right?
It's that time.
And they gave us extra time, and I think we still like, ooh, Lord.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, there's a lot of people who just have questions. They don't understand what they need to do to get a business started, how to make sure that they're not paying too much to the government, but also make sure that they're paying enough. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who haven't filed, you know, a lot of people who haven't filed can't get their stimulus money because they haven't filed their taxes for prior years.
You
know, part of reigniting is, look, you know, you got to get back in on the good side before you can move forward.
That's it. That's it. And that's what I was kind of stating before. You know, a lot of people keep talking about normalcy and going back to normalcy and going back to normal and all this. And I'm like, but I don't know that I necessarily really want to go all the way back. I'm ready to keep moving forward, but I want to move forward better than what I was prior to the pandemic. So that financial health is important.
It's extremely important. At the same time, to move forward, you got to move. So
you got to move. Well, I love that.
It's time to get up and for some of us just to realize that, you know, I need to learn a little bit more about this and how it can benefit me. There's lots of ways it can benefit people in terms of how you save money, how you can direct money for retirement plans. The whole thing can be spurred from the tax system and using it wisely.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I always tell people that, you know, a lot of people, first of all, it's both for personal and for business. And the thing is that a lot of people don't understand the tax laws that are out there. They don't understand how, you know, taxes work, period. Because I know for me, just several years ago, I started learning about it, and I was like, wait a minute, there's two types of tax laws in here. You got one for employees and one for businesses, and these businesses, we're leaving money on the table because we don't keep good records. We don't plan with our tax professional. We're trying to do everything ourselves. Why are you trying to do stuff yourself when you have professionals like Einstein and other professionals on here? You know, we know how to get our nails done. We know who to go to for our feet, our hair. We need to put a team behind us of financial experts so that we can grow our money and we can save, you know, make money and grow money. But a lot of people leave money on the table when it comes to their taxes. And so, yeah, you know, that's why I'm so glad that George is here to talk about, you know, how you can win with your taxes. And we can stop leaving, you know, money, you know, leave our coins on the table.
This is fantastic.
And making the wrong decisions too. It's like it's time for us to stop and to start making the right decisions. Okay? If you have a business and you're just making cash, or you're just getting on Cash App and taking that cash and you're not declaring it, it's not about paying the taxes. It's about benefiting yourself in the future. Okay? There's a lot of people who, once they get to the right age, they won't be able to get Social Security because they haven't paid into the system.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people even think about that.
No, they don't. Okay? And how can you build business credit, or how can you build personal credit if you're not paying yourself a salary, if you don't have any record of having any money because you don't have a bank account, or you know, you don't have a credit card beyond the one that's charging 30-35% interest.
Right. That makes sense.
It's time to step up. It's time to step up.
This is some good stuff, you guys. I'm telling you, I just want to make sure that I reiterate to our listeners that you got to be a part of this weekend. You have to be a part of this weekend. Your financial health is just as important as everything else that you do for yourself. It is a major piece of your self-care as well. 95% of the diseases that come into our bodies, our mind, and everything that we go through, heart attacks, strokes, suicide, a lot of those things are attached to our finances, believe it or not. A lot of the things that come up with people mentally, and again, I'm a mental health professional. How are we handling our financial health? You know, that bankruptcy, how to recover yourself after going through a bankruptcy. Sometimes we just got to do what we got to do. But then there's a right way to start over. That reignite is what it's saying, right? That restart button that we're getting. And so, I mean, just enough that you're going to be getting is going to be just awesome. Nuggets.
Yeah, Dawn, thank you for bringing up the health component, because I'm going to tell you guys just plainly, there's a cost for you not moving, like George said. There's a cost associated with you staying complacent, with you staying ignorant to the wealth of information that is available. There's a cost, right? What Misha was talking about, not having proper insurance in place, there's a cost to that as well. There's a cost
That's right.
You have all this debt and you don't have a plan or a strategy in place, as my brother Sean was speaking about that. There's a cost to all of this. And so that is why we have come together to do this summit, because we don't want anyone under the sound of our voices to suffer to that cost. The cost of mental anguish, depression, being broken, disgusted, right? Not being able to pay, you know, just the basic necessities for your family and survive in this world. There is a cost when you don't set yourself up for success. All of these elements play together in a financial plan. And if you do not make a move today and reignite, I'm telling you, you don't want the cost of stress, anxiety. You don't want it. You just don't want it, okay? And so that is why I'm so very passionate. Rashida and I, we had to do this. We had to push through and do this and align with people who are like-minded and understand that the cost that we may have endured in our past should not have to trickle down to the children.
That's the other part
I want to drop here. When you know better, you will do better. And I understand some of us don't know what to do. That is why this summit is paramount. The children, the seeds that you sow today so that they can be better, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth it for you to show up and get the knowledge that you need so that you can impart that and reshift some things in your life today? It has to be worth it, because if you don't, there's a cost to it all. So thank you for bringing up the health component for today.
Right. And look, the other thing, too, is everyone has to realize that this is a team effort, okay? It's a team, okay? You've got to have a team of experts who know what you don't know, okay? There's no way you can know everything.
That's right.
So you've got to have a team. If you have a business and you don't have a bookkeeper, you're shooting yourself in the foot, okay? If you're trying to figure out whether you should make a spending decision on a capital item, such as a piece of equipment, and you haven't talked to your tax person about how to do that in the best way that benefits you come tax time and down the road financially, you're going to fail. We don't do enough with teams. We've got to have teams. We don't like to pay other people. Okay?
That's right.
And I'm not just saying pay willy-nilly, but you find the people who you can work with and who are going to provide the service that you need to move forward.
You got that right.
You said something amazing
is the fact that the whole team, that it's important that you have the what they say, everybody stay in their lane, and if everybody's doing their lane, then the team as a whole, everybody moves forward. And that,
right.
And it again comes to the future and thinking futuristic, and not just that, leaving a legacy for your generations to come. It's a fantastic conversation. I'm glad everybody is starting to already ping me from my partners that are interested in coming weekend. So we're getting all that information out to them. So I know this is going to be a wonderful success. I know we just had a 45-minute show today, but I just wanted to make sure that we got the opportunity to get this information out. All the divas, we need you guys. We need you guys to check out Reignite Virtual Summit this weekend. You can contact me at Divas by Design Radio. I'm on Facebook. You guys know for Martin, Just Dazzling on IG. We will get you the information and get you connected so that you can get your receipt for this virtual experience. I thank all my guests today for joining me, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend as you reignite your finances. This is your girl, Just Dazzling, and I thank you all. I thank you all. I thank you all, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to be a guest or showcase your talents, events, and services, please contact us at 937-715-9015. That's 937-715-9015. Find us on Facebook and, of course, here every week on Blog Talk Radio. Production assistance for this show was sponsored by NGB Productions. Thank you for joining us today, If it is the Lord's will, we will be back next week with more from Divas by Design.